This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi there. It's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Monday, September 16th. We are all back together. And here's where you may have missed on the show this morning. I found out that pregnant moms need to be careful and don't stress them out because that they pass that stress off to their offspring.
Yeah, they did a pretty good study in Finland showing that, if the women are during pregnancy are stressed, the kids have problems later on, all the way maybe into their 30s.
Yeah, could have personality disorders that late in life. They say that it's true even when they took into account whether or not mom smoked, felt down, or had a history of mental illness. Regardless of all those three factors, they still found that mothers that were stressed during pregnancy had children with offspring that had developmental problems. So, leave mom alone, all right?
Yeah, it's almost like you almost got to go to a spa for 9 months.
Yeah.
You know, that's to make better children.
Here's what we found out here, that the most text message from parents to kids. Janie, you actually guessed at one of the top three, which was...
where are you? I figured parents are constantly probably like, where are you?
Where are you at?
I think a lot of times it's actually phrased, where the blank are you?
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Blank on that one there. There was a poll done that surveyed American families. They said on average per year, we're texting back and forth between the kids about 10,384 messages.
See, that's hard for my brain to just wrap myself around. How many messages were texting?
Well, number three on the list was where are you? That was an average of 989 times a year. Coming up number two on the list, when will you be home? Averaged 1,018 times a year.
You know, these are all three times a day, right? If you average it out?
Yeah, pretty much. And then they said the number one texting phrase is I love you. 1,186 times. They say, to answer your question there, about roughly 28 daily messages between parents and kids every single day.
I have a theory as to why I love you is the most.
Why?
Because every time you threaten him, you got to go, oh, I got to say I love you too.
Where are you? Or where the bleep are you?
I'm going to kick your butt when you get home. I love you.
Yeah. Get your bleep home, butt home. I love you.
By the way, I still love you.
Now, we found out about the 10-minute rule, which I did not know, but this has to do with cooking fish.
Yeah.
And, Storm, you can describe it pretty
easy. Yeah, right. If I take 10 minutes per inch, and a lot of times
thickness,
the thickness of the steak that you're doing, like the filet, it's about 1 inch, figure 10 minutes, flip it halfway through. If it's less than a half an inch, you don't need to flip it. But you're going for 145 degrees internal temperature. But you also have to know your grill. Your grill has different hot spots and cool spots because fish isn't always uniform 1 inch across. A lot of times it tapers at the end, like a piece of salmon will. And so just you got to really pay attention. You just don't leave it on the grill. I go by feel, too.
You don't set it and forget it?
No. I go by feel. And sometimes I've had to put it back on the grill when you open it up and it's still it looks raw. Yeah, you can put it back on.
And this is probably why I've never done the 10-minute rule, because that sounds exhausting listening to you talk about
it. It is a lot of work, yeah. I usually just bake mine. I'll put some lemon and butter and then put foil over it. Just throw it in the oven.
Yeah, pretty good.
It's pretty basic. It's not as good as what you're describing on the grill, but it gets the job done.
Well, let's stay in the kitchen, shall we? Because if you've been down the cooking oil aisle, you will understand that there are many, many choices when it comes to cooking oil. And believe it or not, they all have different purposes.
It's like tools in a toolkit. Different oils have different burn points, and they have different flavors to them, and different health.
I learned that from you.
Yeah. Let's see. Avocado oil. That's a big one as well. That's really good because it's low in saturated fat and high in monounsaturated kind, which is the good fat. But they say that this is kind of good if you find olive oil a little bit too strong, but like that consistency and flavor of it. Avocado is a good option. Also, has a high smoke point. That's where is you can cook it at a high temperature, and it won't set your smoke alarm.
You want to saute something. You want to be able to get it to a good temperature.
Yeah, you don't want to deep fry an avocado oil. Now, canola oil, why it's so there is that's pretty much the universal oil to go to, mainly because it has a neutral flavor, and it has kind of a high, healthy monounsaturated fat and omega-3s. And actually, some varieties allow you to have a high smoke point as well. So that would be good for things that you want the flavors of the food to step out.
And a lot of times, canola, I don't know if you realize, it means Canadian Oil Company.
Yeah.
It's kind of an acronym.
Well, they did that because the real name of the seed is kind of an off-turning.
Yeah, it's called rape seed. It comes from a plant called the rape seed.
Yeah, we don't like that one.
No.
Yeah, pass.
Let's talk about olive oil here. They say that that really kind of, for some people, it is an acquired taste. It tastes anywhere from fresh-cut grass all the way up to a sharp, peppery bite with a slight bitterness. They say that extra virgin is the one that has the most flavor. And that's kind of the one that has a lot of monounsaturated fats. It's really, really good for you. But you don't want to, it costs a lot of money to get extra virgin
olive oil. The good stuff, yeah, of course.
You don't really want to deep fry into it. So that would be kind of the stuff you put like maybe on salad or you finish up a meal with some olive oil.
You know where you can find out about it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A lot of boutique oil companies now. There's one in High Springs, Gainesville, Ocala has them, where they have olive oils, and they'll have different balsamic vinegars. You can go in and taste the different kinds, and you really kind of get it. Take a little tour of one of the olive oil shops. You'll learn a lot about it.
And then one to talk about is coconut oil. That's for some reason, it's got the mindset that that's actually a good oil to cook over around, and it's kind of good, but it also has a lot of the saturated fats that are found in red meats. And what they're saying here is that you should use this sparingly. It shouldn't be your go-to cooking oil. You should probably try canola oil or maybe avocado or saffron oil instead.
Yeah, it's got a high smoke point. There's several schools on this. I've seen both sides say it's good, it's bad. I'll use it for Asian stuff because it smells so good.
Yeah.
You put a little garlic.
You mix it with garlic, right?
Yeah. Well, just, you start your walk out, you want to flavor the oil with garlic. You put a little coconut oil in there, you can smell it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
nice.
Then you put a garlic in there, and my God, you're just the best chef in the world. And all you've done is add garlic to oil.
And the secret's out, Storm. The simple way to reduce your screen phone screen time, and this makes a lot of sense. It really talks about decluttering your phone. And follow me on this one, okay? Let's say you are opening up your phone because you got an email.
Right.
You open it up. You notice there's a Snapchat there. You notice a little bubble for Facebook. There's a message waiting for you. Or there's some tweets you've been following that's been popped up. So you go look at that. And then you get sucked into a video that's been posted or maybe some cats. And then you're off to some sort of websites or videos. And then 30 minutes later, you've realized... I forgot to get the reason I opened my phone up, which was this email. So the idea for you is to stick all that stuff that is distractor, the shiny bright balls or whatever, light balls, put those on the second or third screen. So that when you open your phone.
I love this idea. Yeah, just keep only the bare minimum on the home screen. Yeah. That way you're not easily distracted. So the other thing I do is I turn off my notifications for social. So that way I'm only going on and checking two or three times a day. And while they're still in a category on the home page, I'm not notified every time somebody posts something. Otherwise, I go crazy.
Yeah, you would be missed 1,652 emails.
Yeah, I just keep my emails and my text messages with notifications, and that's it.
Oh, there you go. Well, if you love coffee and want $1,000, this is a pretty good job for you. There's a company called business.org. It's actually kind of a clearinghouse for small businesses. And what they're trying to do is get you to see that in every town in America, there's more than coffee than just Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, there's the great local shops, man. I love them.
There's a lot of localisms. And what this job would be is that you would go to at least 8 different local coffee cafes, try out their coffee, post pictures online, give reviews, and share it with your social media. And then basically they'll give you $1,000.
There you go, and you'll be up for 30 days anyway. So
I love this idea. I feel like I do this anyway when I'm at a place that's local. I try to take pictures, and Storm, you mentioned Stella's Modern Pantry. I used to take pictures all the time there. When I was in Toronto, there's a place called Peter Pan's, and they told me that they brewed cinnamon in with the grounds. Like when they ground the coffee up and then brewed the coffee, they put cinnamon in with it because I couldn't figure out why it tasted so good. So I'm going to try that at home now. So good. But yeah, these little local places, they have the best stuff.
Did you go to Tim Hortons when you were there?
Oh, gosh, every morning.
They're everywhere, yeah.
Tim Hortons.
That's the Dunkin' Donuts of Canada.
Ah. Oh, my God. It was because there was one right across from the theater, and we had movies that would start at 8:30, and, I'm not trying to eat popcorn and soda, and they would let us bring in Tim Hortons, so I'd grab a breakfast sandwich and a coffee and walk in. But, yeah. Anyway,
By the way, if you're wanting this particular job, you have until September 30th. We have the links up on our website if you
I'm going to check this out. This sounds awesome.
Why not? Get an extra $1,000 because I think we have 7 paychecks till Christmas,
Jane. It's all about that side hustle.
Yeah. You got to get ready for it. So there's our show for today, Monday, September 16th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
ABC,
Ah, take it easy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.